Chapter 32. The killer star glared out of the early evening sky of Earth West 3141. It was bright enough to cast a shadow, Sister Colleen saw, even in competition with the setting sun. Brighter than any star of the usual constellations, brighter than Venus, brighter than the moon. But that sky was obscured by drifting smoke. On the horizon, a bank of forest burned fitfully, a line of fire spilling down a hillside like a special effect from The Lord of the Rings, another of Jan's favourite movies. And a river beneath the airship's prow seemed to be choked with the bodies of some big herbivore species, whole herds dead and washed away. "A supernova," Roberta said grimly.
"Good grief," said Sister Colleen.
Jan arrived, wide-eyed, still holding the hand of the young sailor who'd brought him to this observation deck. When the time had come for Jan to be taken to the next project on West 3,141,592, for the leg to Valhalla, Roberta had booked passage for the two of them on a commercial twain, an ordinary ship. The crew were used to handling kids and had been good with Jan. Now the boy stood between Roberta and Sister Colleen and stared out, uncomprehending. Colleen rested her hand on his shoulder. Roberta said, "Now, Jan, here's what's special about this pie world. Incredible to think that all this came from a star maybe 1,000 light-years away, a collapse that took just a second."
"A supernova?" Jan said. "I read about that."
"A distant supernova, yes. Not distant enough. There'd have been no warning for the creatures of this world. The first wave of destruction would have arrived at the speed of light, with the image of the detonation itself, high-energy gamma rays, X-rays, battering down as soon as the explosion was visible. The ozone layer would have been stripped away, the surface pounded by solar ultraviolet. It was probably so sudden it would have overwhelmed even most stepping creatures. And the supernova isn't done yet. There's a wave of cosmic rays on the way, traveling slower than light, that will arrive here in a few years."
"Ma'am, we still don't have a full count of human casualties," the sailor said. "The first reports came from travelers trying to pass through a few days later. Of course, the Long Earth is a kind of disorganized place. They'll probably have to wait for missing persons reports to come filtering in."
"Gee," Jan said simply, in a small voice. "Do they know which star it was?"
"Not yet," Roberta said.
"The astronomers at Valhalla U, or the Gap, will probably be able to figure it out. There are plenty of candidates, big bloated stars, any one of which, through some chance event in this particular universe, might have gone up. Sirius, Canopus, Regal, Altair, Deneb, Spica, Vega." Jan looked at her.
"Vega?"
Sister Colleen hadn't known about this event either.
"And it's scary this is so close to home. You think supernovas are things that happen out in the high megas, not here."
"Not here in the ice belt," Roberta said. "Not in the datum's home belt, no. We estimate that a nearby supernova should affect only 1 in 10 million stepwise worlds, so it's unlucky to find one so close. Now, Jan, this is about the worst damage this universe can inflict, an extinction event that can span thousands of light years, but you mustn't be scared of it. If the supernova hammers you, there's nothing to be done about that. We must be humble in the face of the universe, as we next say. But with time, and granted a lot of time, life rises, intelligence recovers, the building starts again. And if the world is long, the recovery is even quicker. In a few years, when it's safe, people will be coming back right here. Trolls, too, bringing animals, seeds, restoring this earth to life." She bent over, slightly, to face Jan, stiff, a little awkward. "And Jan, now we've received the invitation, a message from some kind of people far away. So you see, for all the horrors of things like supernovas, the universe is filled with life." She studied the boy with a rather forced smile.
"It must be."
Jan seemed to think this over.
"Vega, though," he said at length. "That's where Ellie Arroway went, I know it's just a story, but I wonder what happened to the folks up there.